We're going to have a conversation in a moment on the G20 conversation happening from the 25th of May to the 28th of May, right here on Rise FM Lunch. It talks all things ahead of the second G20 Research and Innovation Working Group meeting, which will be taking place at the University of Mpumalanga, the Mbombela campus, right? I mentioned the dates, 25 to 28 May 2025. It's under the theme solidarity, equality, as well as sustainability. So asking all the relevant questions on the show right here with me, Lily Iwagamakofane. Joining us on the line is Mr. Veli Mbele, who is the minister in content, the minister's spokesperson. Mr. Mbele, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on Rise FM Lunch.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation and greetings to your listeners.
Oh, we're happy. We're happy to host you. So happy. Mbombela is so busy. You know, that's one of those exciting moments that people want to be a part of. They cannot make it in person, but they want to hear on the radio through their trusted platforms what is happening, what is the expected outcomes, why exactly the move to come to Mpumalanga, Mbombela, to be precise. Now, this is the second Research and Innovation Working Group meeting. The first one was convened in Bloemfontein back in February, right? How was South Africa's leadership received in especially the science sector, would you say?
Yes, thank you so much, Wenasiswam, for the opportunity. And like you said, I want to echo your sentiment. This is a big development for Mpumalanga, Mbombela to be specific, and its people, because this is the first time that the G20 is hosted by South Africa, but also on the African continent, this is a first, right? Mm-hmm. And so Mpumalanga is going to become part of that history when this history is written, that they played host to the G20. And as part of how South Africa is being received, one of the reasons why South Africa actually is given the privilege of hosting G20 is because we have one of the most advanced public science systems in the world and the biggest on the continent, right? And we are producing also some of the most advanced or top scientists in the world in a number of fields, the health sciences, the digital, distinct technologies, etc. And naturally, South Africa would then become one of those countries that would be ideal to host such a massive global event, which is called the G20. And as you know, the G20 is typically a presidency that you host for a year. So we are going to hand it over to the United States at the end of November, right? We are handing it over to the U.S., and then they will be the next host of the G20.
Oh, absolutely. Sounds exciting. I mean, the future is here. We need to prepare ourselves and check our readiness for the developments throughout the world. Now, as a country, what would you say are our aim or main priorities for this working group? And would you say we are also having conversations around artificial intelligence? We can't ignore that. And the likes of digital environment.
Certainly, certainly. So to just give you an idea, right, so under the leadership of the Minister, Professor Blayton Zimande, the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, mm-hmm. our overarching priorities, we have got several, and that we want to use to profile, but also to get support from other countries through the G20 project. So that one of the first is to enhance our capacity in something that is called pandemic preparedness, right? Mm-hmm. And that has to do with developing diagnostics, but also developing, vaccines for future pandemics. So that is one of the areas of focus, pandemic preparedness. The other areas of focus include investing and developing research capacity in what we call emerging areas, right? Mm-hmm. And critical areas such as energy. As you know, we have a general energy crisis in the world. We also have an energy problem in the country. Agriculture, to improve agriculture and even the methods of farming through technology. Mining. Mining is a big part of our economy. We are also going to look at how we can enhance our technologies in that space. Health, I've spoken about pandemic preparedness. Then there is also issues called the digital and circular economy, right? The circular economy talks about developing green technologies and more environmentally friendly ways of production. And the digital economy concerns itself with things like artificial intelligence, robotics, Internet of Things, what is called the fourth industrial revolution technologies. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things we are looking at. But we are also looking at using the G20 to, you know, develop more support for our key science infrastructure projects. One of the biggest science projects that South Africa has undertaken and has got the privilege of hosting is what is called the SKA, the Square Kilometer Array. Mm-hmm. And this is an astronomy project that South Africa is co-hosting. It's one of the biggest scientific projects in the world at the moment, right? But of course, we are also looking at using the G20 to strengthen partnerships on the African continent. And this is also why this event is being held within the month of May, which is, as you know, Africa Month. So we are also looking at using this G20 engagement in Mpumalanga to see how we are going to strengthen African partnerships. And a lot of other African countries would be in attendance, right? So you'd have ambassadors from various African countries that will be in Mpumalanga this weekend.
Absolutely. So if you just joined us and turned on Rise FM, we are speaking to Minister Blade Nzimande, Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Prof. Blade Nzimande's spokesperson, Mr. Veli Mbele, on the G20 conversation to be held at the University of Mpumalanga here at Mbombela campus on the 25th to the 28th of May. So the G20 International Forum not only focuses on developed countries, but there are those developing countries. What does this, the G20, say and affect? How does it affect the ordinary, let me say, developing South African? If I'm an ordinary South African, what does this mean for me as a country's resident?
That is very important, because that is really the crux of the issue. So first thing is, the reason why this is taken to Mpumalanga University, right, is also so that ordinary people in Mpumalanga can have access to what this G20 is about, because there's part of the program actually on Monday, the 26th, but it starts actually on the 25th. But the main program, there's going to be an outreach program that is going to include especially the farming community around Mpumalanga, and it is going to be around what is called Ocean 20. Mm-hmm. And it looks at issues about the ocean economy. So people would be asking, but what does the ocean have to do with Mpumalanga and Mpumalanga being inland? Mm-hmm. But part of the strategy is for us to understand how much economic value, right, mm-hmm, there is in us knowing about the oceans, so that we can also develop what is called the ocean economy. And as you know, for a long time, black people in particular have not focused on things like marine sciences, mm-hmm, right, as a way of studying. So part of the idea of the whole ocean sciences and what is called the Oceans 20 Outreach Program is to get the young people of Mpumalanga to also think of other career streams, and so that they don't really think of themselves as inland, you know, and just get exposure to what is inland. So this is going to target the township of Kabokweni, Kanyamazana, and the Pinar village. Those are the communities that have been targeted and would be invited to form part of this. And like I said, a big part of that program is going to focus on careers, what is called maritime industry, which involves especially the oceans.
Mm-hmm. Quite insightful. I mean, I'm putting myself in the shoes of somebody who's currently a job seeker and wondering what opportunities are there for me. I'm hearing of the G20. I'm here in Mpumalanga. I'm based in Mpumalanga, in one of the areas you've mentioned. What does this mean for me? I think you've answered that question in depth. So the two research working groups meeting, I'm pretty sure you're aware, coincides with Africa Day celebrations. Is South Africa also driving the African science agenda at these G20 meetings?
Certainly. So one of the strategic priorities of South Africa's G20 program under Minister Blade Nzimande is the whole science agenda on the African continent. And Professor Nzimande has been a champion of what is called the African Union's strategy for science, technology and innovation in Africa, which is called STISA 2030. So part of the focus actually of the Africa Day is actually all going to look at how we can play a part on global solidarity, but also on how to implement this Africa strategy for science, technology, and information. Why is this important? As a department under Minister Blayton's mandate, we are convinced that if more and more African countries, including governments or municipalities or provinces, if there is more and more investment and an adoption of science, right, basic problems such as water, basic problems such as quality housing, basic problems such as disease are better solved if you use science, technology, and innovation. So part of the reason why it is important to promote this science and technology and innovation strategy for Africa is to get South Africa and other African countries at the level of government to embrace science, technology, and innovation. And we have seen, my sister, many of the countries that are more advanced than South Africa, one of the major factors why they are able to achieve higher levels of industrialization and they are able to reduce poverty and unemployment is because they have embraced science, technology, innovation as a central part of their development. And this is why we need to promote this strategy for Africa.
Embrace change. Why not? Embrace the change.
Certainly.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. We were speaking to the Minister of Science, Technology and Innovation, Prof. Blayton Zimande's spokesperson, Mr. Veli Mbele. Anything you want to share ahead of the G20 meeting to be hosted from the 25th? That's this Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
The only thing I would want to say, especially to the young people of Mpumalanga, you know, they must please just check the website of the University of Mpumalanga or the website of the Department of Science and Technology and Innovation at www.dsti.gov.za to get more information, because this is their event and we would appreciate it if they make the means to participate and form part of this event, because it won't have any value if we don't get, like you correctly said, the ordinary people of Mpumalanga participating. So we would like to send out that message to them. Please get the information and please participate and please come through.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one last thing. Did you say that you would go live on your platform so people can engage and ask questions if there's any?
On the main day, which is the main program on Sunday, we would have a live streaming through our social media pages. And later today, we will make those details available when we issue our media invite.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Thank you once again for chatting to us here on Rise FM.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Sorry to cut you off there. So speaking to the spokesperson of the Science, Technology and Innovation spokesperson to Prof. Blayton Zimande on the G20 Research and Innovation Working Group meeting, which will be taking place at the University of Mpumalanga's Mbombela campus. We did mention the dates. It's starting on the 25th of May all the way until the 28th, right? South Africa holding the G20 presidency this year under the theme Solidarity, Equality and Ultimately Sustainability. Thank you so much for hanging out with us throughout that conversation. Much needed.